20 minutes that can alter or effectively alter your life like the one that you're going to experience right now. I want to suggest right at this moment that you listen to the cassette and read the chapter over a few times. I would suggest that anybody who would just take this one tape from this chapter and take the book, and if they just exercised it for an entire month, things would never be the same again. What is it Goethe, the great German philosopher, said time and time again? He said, before we can do something or anything, we must first be something. You see, the great conflict is in what you want to be versus what you want to, what you are versus what you want to be. As you are is not how you must remain. What you be, what you want to become, that's what we're working on. So before we can do something, we must first be something. Most people live and die and never fully understand the power of image making. Understand that we are relating this idea to money in this particular chapter and to other areas, as you'll see when we get into it. But I want you to know that once you fully understand the image making concept, you can effectively use it for whatever good that you desire. For whatever good that you desire. You know, the change in relationships alone will absolutely stagger you. Will absolutely stagger you. The way you feel about you, the insensitive comments that you may get, you know, they'll hit you and they'll just rebound off you like water off a fish, because you'll have an understanding now that you're in control. Not the comment. Not the person that's making it. You'll be in control. It says the knowledge of image making eliminates competition from your life. Think about this. Professionals create, amateurs compete. Professionals create, amateurs compete. The whole idea here is a simple one. In conflict, you have two choices. You have a choice to defend yourself, or you have a choice to learn in the conflict. If you make the choice to defend yourself, you're going to try to protect yourself. If you protect yourself, you're going to blame someone. And if you blame someone, you're going to miss all the joy that could be yours. Take the attitude to learn, you're going to make it. One last statement, and then I want to bring Bob back on. The Spanish distiller at the bottom of the page just draws a circle around it, because you see, you're either a prisoner in the underground den or you're on the surface enjoying all the greatness, all the goodness, and all the joy that is your birthright. The good life then is expensive. There's another way to live that doesn't cost much, but it isn't any good. It isn't any good. So let's get the old level of energy up again and bring on Robert.
Thank you, John. On page 22 in your action planner, I want to suggest that you take the chapter on the image maker and read it over a couple of times. Not once, read it over two or three times. I have found that as we read things over, they start to take on a different meaning. I read somewhere in a book where it said, when you read a good book through the second time, you don't see something in it you didn't see before. You see something in yourself that wasn't there before. So as we go through this chapter a couple of times, we'll start to relate to it a little different. Now, I want to suggest that at the end of this particular lesson, you sit down with the new understanding that you have from the information we've already covered, and stop and ask yourself, what areas of my life would I really like to change? Take a look at some of the results you're getting at the bottom of page 22 and list some of the results you'd like to change. Now, at the top of page 23 is a quote that came out of Maxwell Maltz's classic, Psycho-Cybernetics. Psyche being Greek for mind, cybernetics being the science of control and communication in our marvelous mind. Now, Maltz said, we act, we behave, and feel. Now, think of what we're talking about here. We act, we behave, and we feel. The vibration that we're in most of the time, according to what we consider our self-image to be. And we do not.